Welcome to the Daily Tour, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. This almost daily summary of the 2007 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is sponsored by Fredcast Tours. Fredcast Tours is the perfect companion to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and this daily Tour de France summary. Our first tour begins in September 2007 in the French Alps, but we have many more tours in the planning stages for 2008 and beyond. Come along with us, take in the scenery, taste the local delicacies, become steeped in the cultures, but most of all, enjoy the ride. Visit www.fredcasttours.com for more information. And now, today's daily tour brought to you by the Fredcast. Welcome to another episode of the Daily Tour, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. Today is stage four of the 2007 Tour de France. Today's stage takes us from Villers-Cotterêts to Joigny, both of those in France. It's a 193-kilometer stage. During this stage, we'll see three intermediate sprints and four Category 4 climbs. Now, going into today's stage four, still wearing the yellow jersey, yesterday's stage winner, Fabian Cancellara from Team CSC. In the green jersey, Quickstep's Tom Bonin from Belgium. In the white, Vladimir Gusev from Russia and Team Discovery. And in the polka dot jersey, Stéphane Auger from France and Cofidis after a great performance in yesterday's stage three. There were no pre-race withdrawals from today's race, so that's good news. Still lots of racers in the peloton. One correction for you from the previous reporting here on the Daily Tour. For some reason, my show notes were showing Vladimir Karpets as being on Team Discovery. We all know that that's not correct. Vladimir Karpets rides for the Casse d'Epargne squad. So just keep that in mind as we're going through. Apologize for that slight error in the previous reporting. Well, let's get into the summary of today's stage. Once again, still a pretty long stage at 193 kilometers. The first of our Category 4 climbs was at 23.5 kilometers into the race today. Taking first place points was Alexander Kuczynski from Liquigas. Second place, David Miller from Saunier Duval. And third, Stéphane Auger from Cofidis. Then at about 30 kilometers into the race, a break occurred, including Sylvain Chavanel from Cofidis, Mateusz Sprick from Bouygues Telecom, Gorka Verdugo from Euskaltel, Juan Antonio Flecha from Rabobank, and Christian Nies from Milram. Then on the second climb, Sylvain Chavanel took the points for Cofidis, second place Juan Antonio Flecha, and third went to Gorka Verdugo. Now, a crash occurred at about 70 kilometers into today's stage, and included in the crash were Remy Di Gregorio and Xavier Zandio. Zandio was later forced to abandon the Tour de France with a broken right collarbone, the only abandon of today's stage. The first intermediate sprint occurred at the 69-kilometer mark, first place points going to Juan Antonio Flecha, second to Cofidis's Sylvain Chavanel, and third to Mateusz Sprick. The second sprint of the day was 122.5 kilometers into the stage. Juan Antonio Flecha took first, Sylvain Chavanel second, and Christian Nies took third. On the third climb of the day, Chavanel took first place and the lion's share of points. That put him in third place for King of the Mountain points and contention for the King of the Mountains jersey. Second place on that climb went to Nies, and third went to Flecha. On the fourth climb, which was just 4.5 kilometers from the third climb of the day, Nies took first, Chavanel took second, and Sprick took third. Chavanel barely contested the first place points on this climb, leaving Chavanel's teammate Stéphane Auger in the King of the Mountains jersey, but putting Chavanel in second place for the King of the Mountains and bumping David Miller from Saunier Duval down into third place. The final intermediate sprint of the day was won by Juan Antonio Flecha. That meant that he had picked up an overall 18 seconds of bonus time today, moving him way up in the final standings after today's race. Now, the riders in the break worked extremely well all day today, constantly keeping the peloton about 3 to 4 minutes behind them as they did their work throughout the stage. Once the climbs and the intermediate sprints were over, however, it was time for the teams of the sprinters to start closing the gap, reeling them in, and getting their sprinters into position for the end of the day's stage. Now, the riders in the break did work very well. They continued to hold off the peloton longer than anyone seemed to expect. But by 10 kilometers to go, the gap was down to 24 seconds, and the break was caught with about 7 kilometers to go in the race. And then the teams of the sprinters took over. It was a frantic scramble to the finish line as each of the sprinters' teams jockeyed for positions. But in the end, Julian Dean from Credit Agricole gave a beautiful, perfect lead out to Tor Husovt. Husovt stayed right on Dean's wheel until the last few hundred meters. And when Dean faded, Husovt accelerated to the line with Robert Hunter of Team Barlow World in close, hot pursuit right on his wheel. Nevertheless, Husovt took the stage, Robert Hunter took second, and Oscar Freire took third. When Hunter came across the line, he was visibly angry with himself, shaking his head and literally striking the air with his fist. He was really upset. After the victory, which was Husov's first win of this season and his fifth ever Tour de France stage win, Husov said, quote, "Today, everything worked well. Julian Dean did an amazing job for me, and I'm really, really happy." So today's top 10, once again, number 1, Tor Husovt. Number 2, Robert Hunter. Third, Oscar Freire. In fourth place, Eric Zabel. Fifth, Danilo Napolitano. In sixth, Gert Stegemans. In seventh, Robert Forster. In eighth, Tom Bonin, who just could not get set up properly for this win. In ninth, Sebastian Chavanel from Française de Joux, and after an amazing performance in the break today, so good for him. And in tenth, Mark Cavendish from T-Mobile, who just can't seem to get himself out of traffic and into a stage win yet this year. So the overall standings in the general classification after today's stage 4, in first place is still Fabian Cancellara. In second, changing the guard here, after his stage win today, Tor Husovt takes over the second place position, just 29 seconds behind the yellow jersey. In third, Andreas Klöden from Team Astana in 33 seconds back from the leader. In fourth, Great Britain's David Miller and Sonier Duval, 41 seconds back. 43 seconds back, the USA's George Hincapie is in fifth place from Team Discovery. In sixth, Bradley Wiggins from Great Britain and Cofidis, 43 seconds back. There's Sylvain Chavanel from France and Cofidis in seventh place, just 44 seconds back. In eighth, Vladimir Gusev from Russia and Team Discovery, 45 seconds back. In ninth, Tom Bonin from Belgium and Team Quickstep, 46 seconds back. And rounding out our top 10 is Vladimir Karpets from Russia and, yes, the Cas d'Epargne team, 46 seconds back. So again, our jersey leaders so far in this Tour de France after 4 stages and 1 prologue. In the yellow, Fabian Cancellara. In the green, Tom Bonin with 98 points. Behind him in second place, Eric Zabel with 86, and in third, Robbie McEwen with 84 points. In the white jersey, Vladimir Gusev from Russia and Team Discovery, and in the polka dot, Stéphane Auger from France and Cofidis with 9 points, and he owes the fact that he's still wearing polka dot to his teammate, Sylvain Chavanel, for his performance on that last climb and not trying to take his teammate's polka dot jersey this evening. Now, tomorrow, we'll see stage 5 of the Tour de France. Stage 5 will take the riders 182.5 kilometers from Chablis to Autun, both in France. There will be 3 intermediate sprints, but here come the mountains. 4 Category 4 climbs, 3 Category 3 climbs, and 1 Category 2 climb. There is every possibility that we could see changes in the yellow, in the green, and in the polka dot jerseys tomorrow. It should be an exciting event. There is almost 8,000 feet of climbing over those 182.5 kilometers. Should be a great event. Make sure you're back here listening to the Daily Tour and watching our microblog at twitter.com/dailytour. Well, unlike previous days, I don't have a ton of news and notes for you today. I just have one note for you, and it was something that I've talked about on the Fredcast Cycling podcast in the past before, and I want to thank listener Tim for the reminder. As we get into the mountains, tomorrow's a pretty tough stage when you look at four category fours, three category threes, and one category two climb. So I'd say we're getting to the mountains, or at least pretty close. As we get into those, and yesterday we talked about the definition of some of these categorized climbs, Tim reminded me of something I talked about before, and this is the so-called Citroën story, or one of the apocryphal explanations for how the organizers of the Tour de France used to come up with the categorizing for some of these climbs. So what they would say is that supposedly they would drive a Citroën through France along the Tour de France course. Now, if they could go up a certain hill all the way to the summit in fourth gear, well, that was a category four climb. If they could do it in third gear, that was a category three. Of course, second was a category two. If they had to be all the way down in first gear, well, then that had to be a category one climb. And if that poor little Citroën couldn't make it to the top of the climb, well, then it's pretty obvious that's beyond category. Now, before we go, just a quick reminder for you. All of the day's results are always posted almost immediately after the end of the day stage at www.thefredcast.com. So you can go ahead and check that out. And everything that I talk about here on the Daily Tour is also available in the show notes, available also at thefredcast.com. And if you're looking only for the show notes links, look at the top of the page. There's a number of tabs. Click on the show notes link, and then click the appropriate link on the following page for the show in question. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com or send a voicemail to area code 206-203-FRED. Be sure to follow the frequent live updates of the day's racing via Twitter. The Twitter username is Daily Tour. There's no space between daily and tour. And you can sign up for these updates at twitter.com. That's twitter.com. And please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com. I'll see you all again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Tour podcast, brought to you by The Fredcast and Fredcast Tours. Thanks for listening.